Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It's the radio segment that successfully trademarked the term morning wood.
Oh my God.
Yay, we got the trademark.
What?
It's the name of his coffee table business.
I actually kind of like that.
Yeah. I dare you to go to morningwood.com right now.
Don't do that.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other crack smackers just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Last week, a 32-year-old guy broke into a business at 10:15 p.m. And stole their cash register.
What?
Okay, well, I guess don't bother opening it. We'll just take the whole thing.
At least the alarms in the building went off, and police were close enough that they were able to see the guy leave with it. After that, the cops started chasing him, and the guy pulled a curious move to evade authorities by jumping into a nearby river to escape.
Okay.
Wow.
I hope he can swim.
Yeah.
Yep. And he jumped into an icy and freezing Canadian river.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
In November.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Come on.
But I'll give credit where credit's due here because he refused to be rescued.
What?
He held on to that cash register
Wait,
in the water for almost a half an hour.
Oh!
Wow.
That's the definition of cold, hard cash.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's hypothermia cash.
Finally gave up after that, and paramedics pulled him out and took him to the hospital. Somehow, incredibly, he didn't end up doing any serious damage staying in the freezing water for that long.
Wow.
Yeah, because Canadians are just built different, bro.
And so they turned him over to the cops. And the best part?
Yeah.
Turned out the cash register he stole was empty.
Ah!
Winner!
That's something you need to check first.
Yeah, he's been charged now with breaking and entering and theft.
Oh my gosh.
This next Laser Story is out of Arizona. Last month, a woman named Katerina Montez was in a horrible car accident.
Oh no.
She'd been recovering in the hospital for 3 weeks when, just the other day, she texted a woman named Valeria Brianna.
Okay.
Why? Well, Valeria had done her eyelashes before she had the accident,
uh-huh.
And Katerina was blown away by how they stayed in place during the crash and still looked fabulous.
Now, that is a customer review.
She said, quote, "Hey, I might sound crazy, but I just wanted to say you're literally the best lash artist ever."
Oh my God.
Because, girl, I was in a really bad car accident and the lashes still lasted.
Oh, yeah.
I want those.
I mean, you might as well. There's a lot of doctors roaming the hallways. You never know when you're going to meet somebody.
And she sent a picture from the hospital bed, and now her message and the picture are going viral. One retail expert on Twitter said that might be one of the best reviews any business has ever received.
Yeah.
This next Laser Story is out of the Far East. If you didn't realize, North Korea isn't the kind of country you can just leave whenever you want to.
Huh, interesting.
In fact, the border between South Korea and North Korea not only has a 10-foot fence covered in huge barbed wire, but the demilitarized zone is also fortified by armed guards and minefields.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Only a little intense there.
It's so impossible to get over that nearly all of the 33,000 people who fled North Korea since the 90s have done it by crossing into China through a much easier route.
Okay.
Yeah.
But one 20-year-old guy didn't see the DMZ area as much of a problem at all.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Okay.
He just happened to be a North Korean gymnast.
What?
And he escaped by literally vaulting over the fences.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I mean, you don't want a video of that because it's really punishable offense, but also that would really go viral.
Yeah. I say you just let him go. If you can do that, that's impressive.
He was able to swing himself over the border barricades without triggering sensors
or
setting off any mines.
Cool.
Dude.
And then once he got close to the end, he did a double reverse flip, landed on the other side.
That is a 10. All the judges say, right?
And he raised his hands in victory while being arrested.
Okay. So they still caught him.
They did.
Yeah.
The South Korean officials were so taken aback by his feat that they asked him twice to demonstrate how he was able to do it.
Wow.
Like, do it again, man. Do it again.
I bet you can't hit the mine this time.
Yeah.
But no word on if he'll be allowed to stay in South Korea or if he's going to be sent back. But I say, either way, good for him.
Yeah.
Every time they send him back and forth, they make him do the pole.
Yeah. This next Laser Story is out of the good old USA. Americans may not agree on everything these days, but at least they can agree on this. There's no finer cuisine in the world than prepackaged frozen jalapeno poppers.
Hooray! baby.
I mean, they're good.
They're really good.
Well, I say that because a new study asked 2,000 Americans which country has the best food in the world, and you'll never guess who the winner was.
Oh my God, they voted for themselves.
Americans definitely voted for Americans.
It was America.
Which is just proves how much Americans travel.
So selfish.
Not very much.
41% of Americans say the food is better than anywhere else. So I guess raise your big gulps for a toast.
What? Wow. How is that even possible?
According to Americans, the second best food was Italy, followed by France, then China, and then Greece was fifth.
Wow, that's all.
I can just see an American being surveyed like, "What? We got it all. I'm thinking we got Panda Express for Chinese.
There you go.
McDonald's for burgers.
Hey, we got Taco Bell.
Taco Bell in Mexico. We got Olive Garden for Italians. I'll never go nowhere.
Yeah, I love that Greek food. Give me some of them food court gyros.
Yeah, yeah, gyros.
I want some of that tussa tzatziki sauce.
Oh my God. Fancy. They got the green olive.
Yeah.
The study also found the U.S. cities with the best food are New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, and New Orleans.
The most diverse city.
Yeah.
And speaking of New Orleans, this guy will never go back there.
Why?
The last time he dined there, he was shocked to see his uncle on the menu.
Oh.
Turtle soup.
Yeah.
I mean, he still ordered it, but he's not going back.
Oh.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Wednesday.